John, chapter 11. Now a certain man was sick, named Lazarus, of Bethany, the town of Miriam and her sister Martha. It was that Miriam which anointed the Master with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was sick. Therefore his sisters sent to him, saying, "Master, he whom you love is sick." When Yeshua heard, he said, "This sickness is not to death, but for the honor of Yahweh, that the Son of Yahweh might be honored thereby." Now Yeshua loved Martha and her sister and Lazarus. When he had heard, therefore, that he was sick, he abode 2 days still in the same place where he was. Then after that he said to his disciples, "Let us go to Judea again." His disciples said to him, "Rabbi, the Jews of late sought to stone you, and you go there again?" Yeshua answered, "Are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he does not stumble, because he sees the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he does stumble, because there is no light in him." "These things," said he, and after that he said to them, "Our friend Lazarus sleeps, but I go, that I may awake him out of sleep." Then said his disciples, "Master, if he sleeps, he shall do well." Howbeit, Yeshua spoke of his death, but they thought that he had spoken of taking of rest and sleep. Then Yeshua said to them plainly, "Lazarus is dead, and I am glad for your sakes that I was not there, to the intent that you may believe. Nevertheless, let us go to him." Then said Thomas, which is called Didymus, to his fellow disciples, "Let us also go, that we may die with him." Then when Yeshua came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Now Bethany was near to Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Miriam to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard that Yeshua was coming, went and met him, but Miriam sat still in the house. Then said Martha to Yeshua, "Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died. But I know that even now, whatsoever you have asked of Yahweh, Yahweh will give it to you." Yeshua said to her, "Your brother shall rise again." Martha said to him, "I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day." Yeshua said to her, "I am the resurrection and the life. He that believes in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And whosoever lives and believes in me shall never die. Do you believe this?" She said to him, "Yes, Master, I believe that you are the Messiah, the Son of Yahweh, which should come to the world." And when she had so said, she went her way and called Miriam, her sister, secretly, saying, "The Master is come and calls for you." And as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came to him. Now Yeshua was not yet come into the town, but was in that place where Martha met him. The Jews then there, which were with her in the house, and comforted her when they saw Miriam, that she rose up hastily and went out, followed her, saying, "She goes to the grave to weep there." Then when Miriam was come where Yeshua was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying to him, "Master, if you had been here, my brother would not have died." Then Yeshua saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, which came with her. He groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, "Where have you laid him?" They said to him, "Master, come and see." Yeshua wept. Then said the Jews, "Behold how he loved him." And some of them said, "Could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died?" Yeshua, therefore, again groaning in himself, comes to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. Yeshua said, "Take away the stone." Martha, the sister of him that was dead, said to him, "Master, by this time he stinks, for he's been dead for 4 days." Yeshua said to her, "Did I not say to you that if you would believe, you would see the majesty of Yahweh?" Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Yeshua lifted up his eyes and said, "Father, I thank you that you have heard me, and I knew that you heard me always. But because of the people which stand by, I said it, that they may believe that you have sent me." And when he had thus spoken, he cried out with a loud voice, "Lazarus, come forth!" And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Yeshua said to them, "Loosen him, let him go." Then many of the Jews which came to Miriam and had seen the things which Yahshua did believed on him. But some of them went on their way to the Pharisees and told them what things Yahshua had done. Then gathered the chief priests and the Pharisees a council and said, "What do we do? For this man does many miracles. If we will let him alone, all men will believe on him, and the Romans shall come and take away both our place and our nation." And one of them, named Caiaphas, being the high priest that same year, said to them, "You know nothing at all, nor consider that it is expedient for us that one man should die for the people, and that the whole nation would not perish." And this he spoke not of himself, but being high priest that year, he prophesied that Yahshua should die for that nation, and not for that nation only, but that also he should gather together at one the children of Elohim that were scattered abroad. Then from that day forth they took counsel together, so as to put him to death. Yahshua therefore walked no more openly among the Jews, but went from there to a country near to the wilderness, to a city called Ephraim, and there continued with his disciples. And the Jews' Passover was near at hand. And many went out of the country to Jerusalem before the Passover to purify themselves. Then sought they for Yahshua, and spoke among themselves as they stood in the temple, "What do you think, that he will not come to the feast?" Now both the chief priests and the Pharisees had given a commandment that if any man knew where he was, he should show it, that they might take him. End of chapter.